Divine Service 3, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Through the name of heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, and poor sinful me.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take the insert for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the intro. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments.
Lord,
with you. Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, by your grace, hear the prayers of your church. Grant that those things which we ask in faith, we may receive through your bountiful mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 17th Sunday of Pentecost is from Habakkuk, chapter 1 and 2. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw: O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you utterly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surrounds the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. I will take my stand at my watchpost, station myself on the tower, and look out to see what he will say to me, what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. Still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up and is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the front of the hymnal to Psalm 62, chanted responsibly by whole verses with the choir.
Oh,
32, chanted responsibly.
Share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God,
who saved us, called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. This is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you've heard from me, the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within you, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You stand for the Alleluia. Said to the Lord, increase our faith.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he's come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. This is the gospel of the Lord. Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance.
Day 587, you may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus today describes what the life of a Christian is like. Being a brother to others in repentance and forgiveness. Having faith like a mustard seed in faith and planting. And being a servant and gladly doing your duty. These are three pictures from Jesus that describe our life. We are brothers, we repent, we forgive one another. Faith like a mustard seed planted so the church grows in the faith of Christ. And we serve Him in our daily vocations and simply say it was our privilege to serve. Once a year, we also honor the work of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. We have these little small boxes called bite boxes in which we put our coins and collect them the first Sunday of the month, and we put them in the box in the narthex. This adds up to millions of dollars every year, and Lutheran Women's Missionary League, and we'll have a litany here in a moment, supports orphan grain train in the Ukraine, also helping with Braille Bibles for the blind, helping cancer patients, unwed homeless mothers, and bringing the gospel to Muslims, Christian counseling, children in Haiti, bringing the gospel to our Jewish friends, preaching the gospel in West Africa, and supporting deaconesses in Tanzania, helping missionaries in the Dominican Republic, the Shepherd's Canyon Retreat in Arizona, helping high school leaders in South Dakota, helping the physically handicapped, Camp Restore, also helping people in Honduras, many other mission projects, which we bring the seed of Christ, the mustard seed of faith, share with our brothers, and serve each other gladly. So first, the Christian life is that of being a brother to others through repentance and forgiveness. What is a brother? A brother is your fellow Christian in the body of Christ. We are all, whether male or female, we are all sons of God, small letter S, because we are incorporated into the Son of God, capital S, Jesus, in our baptism, like this child this morning. We all, male and female, are sons of God, and we are brothers. We are fellow Christians. Christians repent and forgive. The sign of a Christian is repentance and forgiveness. Jesus says, there are many temptations to sin everywhere you turn around. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. He says, woe to the one who mistreats a little one who believes in him, whether it's a child or someone new in the faith. It'd be better for him that a millstone was hung around his neck and dropped into the sea. We want to pay attention to ourselves, rebuke those who've sinned, but then when they repent, forgive. And when we have sinned and are rebuked, we repent and are forgiven. The sign of a Christian is that we forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. Even seven times a day, if they come back, yes, I gladly forgive you. You must forgive him. The world is filled with vengeance and hatred and revenge. The sign of a Christian is we forgive others even our enemies, because we have been forgiven by Christ Jesus, our Lord. At the beginning of the service, we confess our sin, and you hear the word of Christ forgiving you. What if you confessed your sins and said, forgive me, Lord, and Jesus said, I'll think about it, I'll get back to you on that. Yeah, maybe I'll forgive you. That's not what God does. He says, I forgive you freely for the sake of Christ. So when someone says, I've sinned, forgive me, we don't say, I'll think about it, I'll get back to you. We say, of course, my friend, I forgive you because God in Christ has forgiven me. Paul calls this the power of the gospel. Grace, Christ has been manifested, destroyed death, abolished it. He's brought life and light and immortality to us. So of course, we will willingly forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. That is what it means to be a fellow brother in the body of Christ. Being a Christian also means we have faith like a mustard seed. Jesus here is referring to a small mustard seed which becomes a bush, saying that if you have faith, even like a small mustard seed, you could say to a mulberry tree which has deep roots, you could uproot it and plant it in the sea. Faith is trusting God's promises. Sometimes our faith is weak, sometimes it's strong. But faith means holding on for dear life to the promises of God in Christ. Habakkuk said, "The righteous shall live by faith." Faith is the work of the Holy Spirit planted inside of us so that we believe that Christ is who He said He is, the atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world, the redemption of our bodies and our souls. The will of God in Christ Jesus is that we have a faith like a mustard seed, that we hold on to Christ through God the Father and the promise of Jesus. After all, it was Jesus who was planted in the dark soil in His crucifixion, in His burial, and came forth in His glorious resurrection. It is Jesus who gives us grace, mercy, peace, the gift and the power of God to love one another and exhibit self-control in all that we do. Being a Christian means having faith like a mustard seed that is rooted in Christ, crucified and risen for us, is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, for all who believe. What is a Christian? It's a brother who repents and forgives. What does it mean to be in the body of Christ? Have faith like a mustard seed. And lastly, what does it mean to be a Christian in the church? It means to be happy, willing servants. Picture this estate that Jesus describes. There's someone plowing in the field, someone is shepherding the sheep, someone's working in the kitchen, someone's waiting on tables. Service and duty. Jesus calls us to be the servant. Jesus is the master. We are the servants in the house. These people were plowing, keeping sheep, waiting on tables. Some people work out in the field, which is the world. Some work in the house, which is the church. All of us are called for service and duty to willingly serve the one who served us. And the thing is, when we come to the Lord's table at this banquet, Jesus is actually the one who is the host. He is the one who is serving us with His body and blood under the bread and wine. He's prepared this supper for us. So we dress properly. We serve our Lord and Master, we eat and drink and do what He has commanded, and we live out our daily vocations joyfully. One may be a teacher, one of you can sing, one of you is a computer programmer, one of you drives a truck. Whatever your vocation and calling is, within that, you serve your brother in the name of Christ. All Christian vocations are godly and bring glory to Christ. Paul says, "I believe and I am convinced till that day, the Holy Spirit who dwells within us will keep us until that day when the Lord Jesus returns. Meanwhile, we will do our duty gladly." We are unworthy servants. We gladly do what we are called to do. So my friends, in Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, death has been abolished. We have life and immortality through the gospel, the word and sacrament, through bread and wine and water with the word. Paul says, follow the sound words you've heard from the apostle. That's what we confess the Nicene Creed this morning. The faith and the love that is in Christ Jesus. This is a deposit that's been given to you. Guard that deposit for you, your children, and your children's children. Because we are Christians. We are brothers who forgive one another. We are Christians that have faith like a mustard seed. And we are Christians who gladly serve, though unworthy that we are, joyfully doing that which is our duty to do. May that be a sign that we are Christians, that we are brothers, that we have faith, and that we gladly serve our Lord Jesus Christ until that day. Amen. Now the peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds, and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Continue on page 192 in the front of your hymnal. Let us stand to sing the offertory. This time, please take the Lutheran Women in Mission Sunday insert, turn to the inside, and the prayers begin with the litany, proclaiming Christ and sharing the gospel, responses in boldface, and then we continue with the prayers. We stand. Proclaiming Christ and sharing the gospel, repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations. We are called to speak in the name of Jesus.
The Lord has chosen us to be in His kingdom and called us to be His witnesses.
Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. We hear the call to mission.
Here am I, Lord,
sending you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. We are sent, equipped with the message of hope.
Here am I, Lord, sending you.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. We are empowered to testify of God's greatness.
Hear my voice, send me.
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We are called to the fields ripe for harvest.
Hear my voice, send me.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we are sent to disciple and baptize.
Hear my words.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We are called to bring good news to the brokenhearted. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The best of salvation is for all. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. We are called to proclaim good news to the poor and oppressed.
Hear my words,
send me. You are my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. We are called to witness everywhere.
Hear my words, send me.
Go and make disciples of all nations. Our mission is global.
Hear my words, send me.
Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God promises to be with us in the mission.
Hear my words, send me.
We speak together. In
fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, and in obedience to his call for workers and harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service forever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to present his healing, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the barrier into eternal fellowship. Amen.
Father in heaven, you called us to a holy call. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Child Care, Campus Ministry, and International Ministry. Bless Pastor Roberto Weber and his wife Katie as they serve in the Dominican Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting Father, you've called us as husbands and wives and children and members of families to live in our communities, our daily vocations and callings with joy. We ask this week that you be with Andrew Hartman, Brett Hollingsworth, Ellen Rohde, Kim Darmody, Gabriel Hartman, and John Zubialdi as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy. Bless our President, Congress, Governor, Legislature, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Continue to bring peace to Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. And bless Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gay, Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Be a refuge and strength in times of trouble for the family of Candy Darmody, who passed away on September 26. Grant that her family would rejoice in Jesus, in whom is everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for those who need healing and strength in the midst of suffering, for Jerry Hughes, Sally McNeil, Johnny Eisenbrown and Pastor Lee Hagen, Mike Knox, Benny Tinney, Andrew Ward, Raymond Sendelbach, all who are in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy. We pray these things through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Page 194, Service of the Sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death, given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
True faith in body and soul, to life everlasting, departed peace. Amen.
God in Christ, God in Christ. Page 199, we stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis. Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.